WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Gretchen Whitmer laid out a number of economic proposals Thursday that she says will get people back into the workforce. She held a news conference at Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women in downtown Grand Rapids, listing key points to jumpstart the economy. And she said three broad issues need to be addressed.
One is higher wages. They're necessary to open roles and to attract applicants. Two, small businesses. Small businesses need capital to ramp up hiring and to boost investment in internal operations. And childcare. Childcare remains out of reach for many families with young children who want to return to work but can't.
Among the programs she proposed is one called My Bigger Paychecks, which would offer three-month grants to businesses so they could raise their wages to $15 an hour. It's official. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has approved a return to in-person government meetings as of July 1st. Speaking to the board on Thursday, County Administrator Brian DeSette said that's the day all local governments will have to go back to in-person meetings, not just the county board.
We'll be pushing that information out to all of the local units of government, all the cities, the townships, the villages, and schools to ensure that there is no confusion and that as we look to the July 1 return to normal, it will then also be extinguishing the state of emergency.
DeSette said his goal will be to spend the next several weeks reminding the public that in-person meetings will resume. The county state of emergency is over at that time, and state restrictions on capacity will be over. A bit of legislation in the Michigan House has caught the attention of the Berrien County Board of Commissioners, and it's not a fan. House Bill 4722 would reduce the ability of local governments in the state to restrict short-term rental properties. Speaking during Thursday's meeting, Board Chair Mac Elliott said the bill could affect communities across the state.
It troubles me whenever local discretion gets stripped away, and especially a situation like this where it's just about somebody trying to maximize their profits without regard to how what they do impacts their neighbors, literally and figuratively in terms of property values.
The concern, especially in Lakeshore communities, is that neighborhoods would become overrun with homes that are only occupied for a short time by tourists. Commissioner Ezra Scott noted his district, which includes New Buffalo, has 13 miles of Lake Michigan shoreline and has the short-term rental capital in Berrien County.
A lot of opposition to this, plus a lot of support to this from, of course, the property owners. It's a contentious act, and as Commissioner Curran and I were just talking, maybe the state should stay out of this and let the local municipalities know about their own local municipality and let them create the rules and regulations.
The board instructed County Administrator Brian DeSette to communicate its opposition to the bill to state lawmakers. Commissioner John Hinkleman cautioned that he doesn't think short-term rentals should be outright banned, saying they are beneficial in some cases. The board's message stresses the need for local control. That bill was expected to get a House vote very soon. The state's Health and Human Services Department director says long-term care facilities are accurately reporting the number of coronavirus-related deaths, but admitted that the numbers could be low. Director Elizabeth Hertel told members of the Michigan House Oversight Committee the state doesn't have data from the facilities to compare deaths.
If they were in a hospital, they were inpatient in a hospital, and they died in the hospital, the location of death will be a hospital. When you ask the next of kin what their permanent address is, they may not consider the nursing home mom's permanent address. They may consider the house they grew up in their permanent address.
Hertel said nursing homes have no reason or incentive to try to hide deaths. The hearing was held after reporters and the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation questioned if there's an undercount. The Michigan Senate Elections Committee has approved three pieces of election reform legislation focused on voter identification. In a Wednesday afternoon meeting that took about 10 minutes, the votes were along party lines.
Chairwoman Johnson?
Yes.
Senator McBroom?
Yes.
Senator Vanderwall?
Yes.
Senator Voino?
No.
Madam Chairwoman, there are three yeas and one nay. The bill is reported.
All of the bills deal with issuing provisional ballots to voters who don't have a photo ID. Supporters say the legislation, which now goes on to the full Senate, will make sure the individual voting is who they say they are. Opponents say the bills call for voters to provide more documentation than is currently required by law. Michigan has 510 new cases of COVID-19 for Thursday to bring the pandemic total to 889,511. The Department of Health and Human Services says there were 57 deaths from the virus for a total of 19,266. In Southwest Michigan, The case count in Berrien County is 13,852 and 268 deaths. Cass County is at 4,773 cases and 71 deaths, while Van Buren County is at 6,633 cases and 115 deaths. And things are getting back to normal on Mackinac Island, and one of those things is the annual Lilac Festival, which begins today.
Lilacs are not native to Mackinac Island, but once they started getting here a couple of hundred years ago, they thrived. Our whole geographic area is just ripe for the lilacs, so we have over 200 varieties on the island.
Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau Director Tim High says the lilacs are in full bloom now for the festival, which runs through June 13th. It includes daily walking tours, the coronation of the Lilac Queen, and a lilac run and walk at Mission Point. Download the Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM app and listen online anywhere. You can also stay up to date on the latest developments in the COVID-19 pandemic. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.